There's a very good article by James Hillman on the subject of betrayal, and I've read it on a number of occasions in my life, and each time I've found more depth, psychological and spiritual truth in it. He writes about the situation of primal trust evoked in the myth of the Garden of Eden and existing in relationship between infant and parent. He describes it as a fundamental belief that the ground underfoot is really there, and one will be contained in perfection by another who will never let one down. And he starts the essay by telling a Jewish story of a father teaching his son to have more courage by jumping down the stairs. As he jumps, the father catches him, and each time he jumps from a higher stair. But at one point, the father steps back and the boy falls on the floor. As he picks himself up crying, the father says to him, "Never trust a Jew, even if it's your own father." So the story is shocking on one level, and it's ironic on another. Hillman questions it more deeply. Why does the father betray the son who trusts him? And in the Garden of Eden, something other was needed for man than God himself. Eve had to be created out of man, which then led to a betrayal of primal trust by God. And it's important not to get into gender issues here, or we miss the point. Eden was over and life began. So it's a many-layered essay, but the thrust of it is that betrayal of this primal trust is necessary for maturation. The story, and please remember it's a story told for a purpose, is the boy's initiation into adult tragedy. Hillman says, if one can give oneself assured that one will come out intact, what has been given? Dad or God will catch you at the bottom of the stairs. So broken trust can also be a breakthrough into a new level of consciousness. Hillman also spells out the reactions to betrayal, what he calls the sterile choices, which prevent or delay this maturation. The first is revenge, which is a sort of obvious and simple one. And when I read this, I always remember an experience of a friend of mine a long time ago, whose husband went off with another woman. And in the night, she got on her bike and cycled over to the house where he was, this other woman, and threw a whole lot of eggs at the window. And I was thinking, in a way, that's quite a clean act of revenge, but at the same time, it's it's not quite clean, is it? It's, she certainly ended up with dirty windows. Anyway, after revenge comes denial. We deny the value of other people. The person, the group, the teaching. And if we don't stop there, then we come to cynicism as a reaction to betrayal. Love is a cheat. Causes are for saps. Organizations are traps. Hierarchies are evil. And personally, we say to ourselves, keep sharp, go it alone, I'm all right, Jack. So broken idealism results in a tough philosophy of cynicism. But Hillman says that most damaging of all in these reactions to betrayal is self-betrayal, in which one's own ideals are rendered into dust. We stop honouring our true sense of ourselves We rubbish our own sensitivities, values and aspirations. So what is needed, he says, for maturation is to take on one's own suffering. Experience that. Be how and what one is. So I can't do his thesis justice in this talk, but it has many resonances for me with the spiritual life. Life betrays us, lets us down, pulls the rug from under our feet, disappoints our expectations. And we can choose to respond in different ways. We can try to make a better job of it, work harder, improve ourselves. That is, we can try to fix samsara, which actually is impossible in the long term. We can fall into despair and despondency. We can just think, what's the point? Which is nihilism. We can look for rewards in some future heaven realm, which is eternalism. And we can experience and recognize the suffering inherent in samsara. We can practice to understand its causes and so stop creating it. We can follow the Dharma.